And welcome back to Coast. Another hour to go with Doc Wallach. We'll get to your calls as well. We're here to help you. CriticalHealthNews.com. We did set a record last half. Let's keep it going this time. Hit the website. I want to crush their server. The webmaster thinks that they can withstand anything. He doesn't know this audience. CriticalHealthNews.com, the toll-free number to call, and you can call tonight, tomorrow, into the next week, 1-855-949-7234. Incredible staff there, 1-855-949-RADIO. That's all you have to remember, and we'll be back with your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Yeah, we're back with Doc Wallach. You just heard, they're sponsors of the show as well. You folks are everywhere, Doc.
Yes, we are. We're in 60 countries now, George.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so you've helped, you know, with your reach, and so we just really appreciate all you do. And we get the information out to millions of people every day through our organization. And the beautiful thing about this is, as the ad said, if you become one of our associates, which is a distributor, and an official customer, okay? You get the wholesale prices for all of our products. We've got 600 different disease packages, okay, for 600 different diseases, 5,000 products. And so you also, I will pay the shipping if they get on auto ship. And here's the most beautiful part of the whole deal, George. Because you own your own business, every month if you live in a house, whether you're renting it or buying it, you get thousands of dollars worth of tax deductions per month.
That's right,
yeah.
Because you're using your place as a business.
That's right. So your portion of your mortgage, your lease.
And your electricity and your
utilities.
Yeah.
Your phone bill, people who come to help you clean the house, mow the lawn. It becomes a tax-deductible expense for your business, and it's a willable asset. So all the energy you put into it, something happens to you, it goes to your kids, your wife, or your dog, or your church, or whoever you want to leave it to, and you have to teach them how to carry it on when you're gone. You can retire on it and continue to get your check when you retire and pick somebody in your business to run the daily operation. Well, you're retired, you're getting your check.
Let's go to the calls. Let's go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Tom.
Thank you, George, and thank you, Joel Wallach, longevity program and the longevity protocol for diet. And my question, George, feel free on this. My question is about antidoting mandatory vaccines and the toxicity of mandatory vaccines. Is there a longevity product that we can take a few minutes after the injection of a vaccine to neutralize it, to have it be an antidote, so to speak, to the side effects? And if you've been listening to the news,
yeah,
there's a lot of people who have been having negative side effects.
Oh, yeah, anaphylactic shock and everything else from allergies. Doc, what do you think?
Well, here's what we can do. We have products that will relieve inflammation. We have products that support the immune system. And so if you live in one of these places or you have a job where it's obligatory to get one of those vaccinations, you know, don't fight it. Go ahead and get it. And what will happen here is we have what we call our de-stress capsules, okay? We also have our Cell Shield RTQ. We have our pollen burst. We have our hair, skin, and nails. You take those kind of things along with our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And another one of my favorites is the BTT 2.0 tablets. Now, they don't replace the BTT 2.0 powder in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which is vitamins and minerals. The BTT 2.0 tablet is our big hammer in the toolbox when it comes to anti-inflammatory and, you know, neutralizing inflammation and supporting the immune system. So I'd kind of go with three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, which is what I do. I only weigh 142 pounds. In a couple of months, I'll be 82 years old. Most people think I'm 50 because I've been on a gluten-free diet for 72 years. I've been taking the 90th essential nutrients for 72 years. I have no diseases. I've had a lot of injuries because I work in construction sites.
I mean, you fell in a hole last year, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but I don't have any disease. I don't have any diabetes or high blood pressure or heart disease. I don't have any AFib. I don't have irritable bowel syndrome or diverticulitis. I don't have any asthma or COPD. I don't have any sciatica or peripheral neuropathies. I don't have any kidney failure. I don't have any of that stuff, and yet I'm 82 years old. And so that's because I've been taking these nutrients.
How old do you feel, Doc?
I feel like I'm 25.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And good
of course,
for you.
I wrestled and I played football, and so I still do a lot of exercise. I do a lot of exercise, and I take my Rebound, our sports drink, which has 100 nutrients in it. Red Bull and Gatorade only have a couple of nutrients, and it's mostly sugar and caffeine for energy. They're good energy drinks, but they're not nutrition. Well, our Rebound is developed for athletes to stop that sudden heart death. 25,000 American kids under the age of 20 each year drop dead from hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease. I've done 1,700 autopsies on those kids. Okay. Dr. Milano and I went to China, where it's a big problem in Kishan province. It's called Kishan disease. In Japan, it's Kabuto Sabu syndrome, same thing, all of a sudden heart death. And I've also, through this same project, eliminated cystic fibrosis, eliminated muscular dystrophy. I gave the cure to Jerry Lewis, and they fired him from the Muscular Dystrophy Association because he brought him the cure, and they believed it was genetic. And then also we got rid of Sentinel Death Syndrome. You don't hear much about those three anymore, cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, and Sentinel Death Syndrome, because I got rid of them with a federal lawsuit forcing the manufacturers of baby formulas like Enfamil and Similac to put those nutrients in there, and it got rid of all those diseases.
That was that included selenium, didn't it?
Yep, yep, exactly.
Let's go to Delbert in Oklahoma, truck driving. Hey, Delbert, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, first of all, Doc Wallach, I would just like to say thank you very much. My wife had broke her hip last year, and within 2 months, she was completely healed when I put her on.
Well, thank you for the kind testimony.
Fantastic.
You're going to help a lot of people with that testimony.
Oh, yeah, doctor said he couldn't believe how good she healed. But I've got a friend that's got, he had kidney cancer. They took out his kidney, well, spread through his body. And the chemo, they were having on chemo for the past 2 years, and it's not working anymore, and they give him about 15 months.
Okay.
What could I do?
Okay, how much does he weigh?
216 pounds.
Okay, does he have any other issues? High blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, anything like that?
High blood pressure.
Okay. So, he needs 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. He needs, I'd get him an extra bottle of our selenium, because there will be 1 bottle of our selenium with the cofactors in each of those healthy brain and heart packs, but I want him to take 3 of our selenium with each meal, 3 with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So he needs another bottle of our selenium with the cofactors to do that, not from Walgreens. And then he's also going to need our BTT 2.0 tablets. So I'm going to take 3 of those 3 times a day, because he's got metastatic cancer all over the place, you say. That'll be 3 bottles a month there. That doesn't replace the BTT 2.0 powder, which is vitamins and minerals, but this will support the immune system. He also needs the I would throw in the pollen burst. Let's go with the pollen burst, 3 of those twice a day.
You like that stuff, don't
yeah.
you?
Oh, yeah. It has the SOD in it, superoxide dismutase. It actually is one of the greatest anti-inflammatories and supporters of the immune system. And so I also want him to have the Cell Shield RTQ. And then we also have one called Fucoid Z, which is a capsule. It's made from a brown marine algae. You can take 3 of those capsules 3 times a day. It'll be 3 bottles a month if he prefers liquid. It really tastes good. Kids love it. It's called Z Radical, same product but in liquid form. So he could take an ounce 3 times a day of the Z Radical. And again, that's going to support the immune system and reduce inflammation. Whenever a doctor gives you a time limit, says, okay, you've got, with all of our experience here, we've seen this picture before, you can expect between 10 and 12 months. All right. Well, if you want to get that, do exactly as the doctor says. If you want to get more, what you do is you have to appreciate that the number one cause of death in American households each year, according to Johns Hopkins, just came, it was a 7-year study that just came out a couple of months ago now, the complications of treatment for heart attacks. Number 2 cause of death in American households each year is complications of treatment for cancer, chemotherapy, and radiation. The number 3 cause of death is medical errors. Through medical errors, according to Johns Hopkins, not me, medical doctors kill 251,000, 440,000 patients each year in hospitals in America alone. And so if you're going to follow their regimen, that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to be sure you're taking these 90 essential nutrients to support your immune system and relieve inflammation so it can go on with life. And invariably, we tend to, if he says you got 12 months to go, you might get 5 years, you might get 25 years. We don't know because everybody's different, but you will exceed the limits they put on you.
And Delbert, Doc gave you a lot of information, and you're driving a truck right now, so obviously you can't write this down. Call 1-855-949-7234, or just remember 1-855-949-RADIO. And just remind them who you were and what you were talking with Doc about, because they're taking notes on everything Doc is talking about right now. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
Hey, in from Manny in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Can Doc please talk about the health benefits of walking versus jogging?
I would think it's about the same, Doc, wouldn't you?
Well, remember my two CDs, Exercise Without Some Limitation of Suicide and Dead Athletes Don't Lie. Exercise can be a negative if you're not supplementing, whether you're walking or running. And I do both. Again, I run.
I do too.
Yeah, and I walk about 5 miles a day. I do it in 1 mile stint, so I work at it three to five times each day. And again, I use our sports drink Rebound, which has 100 nutrients in it. I also throw in extra of our glucagel and also our collagen peptides for all my joints and cartilage and ligaments and tendons and my disc. And I also, even though I live in Southern California, I take three of our vitamin D3 capsules three times a day. And then, of course, I take the MSM. I take three of those three times a day, and it rebuilds, again, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. The main thing with exercise, you just, you know, you get circulation going. Wouldn't hurt to throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, and get the circulation going in your brain and your heart and your kidneys and your liver and all your limbs and toes and fingers and bones and things, your brain, your eyes, and you will benefit. But just exercising without supplementation is suicide. So if you're going to exercise on a regular basis, whether it's at a gym or it's at home or walking around the block, please, please do take the 90 essential nutrients. Stay away from the bad foods to maximize absorption, and you'll survive this pandemic. Remember, they used to have these plagues every year in the Bible days, the same thing. This is nothing new. But if you give your body what it needs to maintain itself, and your immune system is your bone marrow, and you want to make sure your bone marrow is getting all the nutrients it needs, so you got to get rid of the gluten so it can absorb stuff, supplement, and, of course, go ahead and do your masking and distancing and washing your hands.
Are you going to get the vaccine, Doc?
I am not going to get the vaccine.
No, I'm not either. I'm not either.
No. And so, basically, what's going to happen here is...
But I don't tell people to get it or not to get it.
No, that's, no, it's everybody's own decision, but take the 90 essential nutrients and get rid of the bad stuff. If we don't take the 90 essential nutrients and get rid of the bad stuff, the gluten charge, instead of having 16 million infections and 300,000 deaths, by next year when Fauci says that the COVID will be gone by the end of summer of 2021, so we're looking at another 9 months or a year before it's gone, according to him, we're looking at 50 million infections and 1 million deaths going at the same rate we're going here if it's going to take that long with the vaccinations to get rid of the COVID-19.
And if it works.
Yeah. And, of course, you have to appreciate that vaccines do not kill the virus. They just sensitize your bone marrow. But if you can't get the nutrition in there for your bone marrow to make antibodies and make white blood cells to go and kill the virus and eat it, you're wasting your time and your money. And it might even be dangerous.
Let's go to San Diego. Kitty's with us. Hello, Kitty.
Hello. I weigh 150 pounds. I'm about 5'3". I've lost a little bit of weight. And I'm lactose intolerant. I have ringing of the ears and a very itchy scalp. And husband has this itchy, he has the same, ringing the ears and the scalp problem.
Tinnitus, Doc, what do you think?
Exactly. Tinnitus, you got it, George, you get an A+. Tinnitus is a squeezing of the auditory branch of the acranial nerve. You'll gradually get deaf, that ringing in the ears, and they want to give you stuff to, you know, dampen down that sound or put hearing aids in or give you some things like cortisone, okay, to relieve the inflammation. But it's osteoporosis of the skull. Have you lost your sense of taste or smell?
No, and we love fast food, and I like decaf coffee.
Okay, well, fast food's fine as long as you're not eating gluten. You have to go to a fast food restaurant that sells Asian stuff, rice and sweet potatoes, okay, that kind of thing. Drink rice, beer, and wine. as opposed to all everything that's made from wheat, bran, rye, and oats. Take your 90 essential nutrients, both you and your hubby. Osteoporosis of the skull, in fact, my newest book, which has been out for, 6 months now, It's All in Your Head, goes into the 25 different diseases you get from osteoporosis of the skull. Doctors never tell people that you have osteoporosis of the skull because he's got six golf buddies who are neurologists, who are hearing experts, right? And so why would he tell you how to get rid of all that by taking the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and taking our MSM?
Go to the neurologist, right?
Yeah, don't go to the neurologist because they're just going to run up the bill because he's got three sons in college and the tuition is due.
Doc, these docs are going to come after you, aren't they?
That's okay. Bring them on.
All right. So, Kitty, any question, any follow-up question?
Yes. How much of this 90 essential and MSM pills do I take?
160 pounds, 150 pounds. I'd have you take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. I'd have you take three of the MSM three times a day until everything calms down. Then you cut it to three twice a day for maintenance. I would also take three of the vitamin D3 capsules twice a day. So that's two bottles a month. And I would also have you take our collagen, either the glucagel.
That's for the skull, right?
Sir?
That's for the bones in the skull?
Bones in the skull, cartilage, ligaments, tendon. Now, you have to appreciate, a normal skull is only a quarter of an inch thick, George. When you get what's called, it used to be called Paget's disease, it's now called Wallach's disease, because Paget said it was a genetic thing. I said it was a nutritional deficiency. And so they renamed it after me, Wallach's disease now. Your skull is an inch thick, and all the tunnels that the 12 pairs of cranial nerves go through, and the hole in the back of your skull, the foramen magnum, which is Latin for big hole, is 50% of the inside diameter, because all that collagen, that bone matrix, fills up the holes and causes all these symptoms, including Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia, people who just tears run out of their eyes all the time because certain branches, the lacrimal branch of the fifth cranial nerve is being squeezed. Also, you get balance problems, vertigo. It used to be called Meniere's disease. Well, it's now called Wallach's disease or Wallach's vertigo because he said it was genetic, and no, it's a simple nutritional deficiency caused by osteoporosis of the skull. And here's one. I'll tell you a sad story, George, real quick. There's a guy by the name of, Cummings, okay? Elijah Cummings. He was a congressman in Baltimore, Maryland for, 35 years. Everybody loved him, both Democrats and Republicans. He's really a good guy. He's 65 years old, and he goes to Johns Hopkins. His heart is jumping around. He says, oh, you got AFib, atrial fibrillation here. It's a common heart thing. We have to kill portions of your heart muscles that are making it do crazy things. And so they put him in the hospital at Johns Hopkins. They anesthetize him, cut his chest open, take a hot soldering iron, touch his heart, and you kill him.
Jeez.
Now, if they'd have come to me, he'd be alive today. And it's caused by the osteoporosis of your skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve. It also usually causes hiccups and also, COPD. And so if you have COPD and hiccups and AFib, guaranteed, it's osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve. Easily reverse the nutrition and getting rid of the bad stuff.
That's amazing stuff, Doc. Doc, we're going to come back just a moment and take final calls with you here on Coast to Coast. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Slam that website. Call this number for help, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Next hour, Shepard Abeles joins us to talk about his latest film, Shackled to Silence. He'll also talk about asteroids and what we're doing to avoid them. So I'm looking forward to that part of Coast to Coast. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our final segment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And definitely download the free app in your app store, whether it's Apple or your Google Android store there, and pick it up. And the toll-free number to call for assistance anytime, anywhere, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. I'm told those folks working the desk there, Joel, are writing like crazy when you're on the air.
Well, you know, there's 50 of them, and they just work all night when we're on, and they love it. They love helping people. And they've been with me. Some of them have been with me for 25, 30 years.
Gosh, so great people.
They are great. I'm just so proud of them.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joe in Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Doc. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I want to relay something, then I have a question from your last show.
Why are you coughing? You're not sick, are you?
No. Right. I'm just a little cold.
Okay.
It's cold here in New York now. Mark Levin Show podcast, which was December 9th episode, it had clips from a Senate hearing with this guy, Pierre Corre, a doctor from Milwaukee. And he said that this drug, ivermectin...
That's a worming for dogs and horses.
Yes. It won the Nobel Prize in 2015 for that. He said that it 100% prevents people from getting the virus. In Argentina, they gave it to 800 healthcare workers. None of them got the virus. And 400 they did not give it to, and 237 got the virus. He says it's a wonder drug as a preventive, 100%. So he could look at that up. And then my question would be about your last episode. You mentioned cancer and bears. So just going all the way back to your years with Marlon Perkins.
That's correct. I was just coming back from Africa. Yeah, it was April of 1967, and he'd gotten a grant for $25 million from the NIH to do this autopsy study. And he used my paper where I ran into the first mast owl in America. I was only 21 years old in 1961 and wrote it up, got it published in two scientific journals. And so he took that and got a $25 million grant with it. Marlon Perkins, the old Mutual Omaha Joaquim show. I was actually working in South Africa in the White Rhino Conservation Project. He pulled me back. He said, I'll send you back to Africa, but you got to come back and do the study. And he gave me a list of everything that the NIH wanted, but he said, here's 10 things that I want. And the first one was all the bears in the zoos around the world were dying of liver cancer. And he said, all the geneticists say it's genetic. We never saw it in wild bears because, you know, they would die of liver cancer and the coyotes would eat them. We never knew. I said, no, sir, that's not true. What are you feeding them? He says, well, because they're big and expensive to feed, we give them, you know, each bear gets 3 or 4 loaves of old bread from a thrift store and a couple of fish. I said, well, there's your problem. This old bread from thrift stores that have bread mold on it, right? He says, yeah, they tell us it's penicillin. Well, that's not true. It's called aspergillus, and it makes a toxin called aflatoxin, which causes liver cancer. So if you switch them all to dog food, you'll end the liver cancer in all these bears, whether it's polar bears, grizzly bears, Kodiak bears, black bears, brown bears, sun bears. And sure enough, in 90 days, all the deaths all over the world and the captives, because we wrote it up in the International Zoo Yearbook. It was the first paper I wrote for the International Zoo Yearbook. And they switched all the bears to dog food and fish and ended the liver cancer epidemic.
Doc, tell me about this ivermectin now, which is a worming medicine for horses and dogs. You're a veterinarian by trade. You know what this is all about.
Well,
how would that work?
Okay, well, there's two possibilities.
If it works.
Yeah, if it works. Okay, it's got two possibilities. Number one, it's an anti-inflammatory, so that the bone marrow works. It calms down and allows any nutrients that might be in the food or supplements to get into the bone marrow, make white blood cells and antibodies. Okay, kind of like vitamin D3 does that.
Interesting, okay.
And zinc does that. And let's see here. Vitamin D3, zinc, and what was the vitamin C. Okay, so that's why Fauci talks about those three, but they only work at 100% if they're getting the other 87 nutrients. You need all 90. You can't just cherry pick one or two.
Yeah, but okay? Again, back to ivermectin.
Yeah. Okay, well, I will find out, and the next time I'm on here beforehand, I'll email you the answer to the question.
Okay.
Because I'll figure it out just by looking at the formula.
I mean, how would humans ingest it? I mean, can they eat that stuff?
Well, yeah. I mean, all vertebrates can ingest these things, whether it's made for dogs or cats or bears or human beings.
You just squirt it down their mouth or something?
Yeah. In fact, for muscular dystrophy, a farmer, it's called white muscle disease in calves. And he knows it's just a deficiency of a single nutrient. You can go to a feed store and for $12 buy a bottle of this liquid, of this nutrient, inject it into the calves, and white muscle disease, a.k.a. muscular dystrophy, goes away. And so that's how I knew how to prevent and cure muscular dystrophy. Gave it to
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, thank you. It's too late for me. To Jerry Lewis.
I got your back, Doc.
Thank you, sir. And he... He took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. They fired him before he walked out of the door. And he died 2 years later, I'm sure, of a broken heart. And 5 years later, that was 2011, 2015, they had to stop the telethon because they couldn't raise a penny without Jerry Lewis.
That's right.
If you ask the administrators of the Muscogee Association today, whatever happened with Jerry Lewis, they'll say, you know, we have one of those legal agreements, we can't talk about it. Well, that's because they fired him because he brought him the cure.
Interesting take. Well, back to ivermectin for a moment. Have you known any cases where humans have taken that stuff?
I do not personally know of any, but I'm going to find out. I will be an expert in that within 10 days.
All right, because if it works, let's let the world know about it.
We'll let the world know.
Wayne in Chicago, welcome to the show. Hey, Wayno.
Hey, thanks, George, for taking my call.
Sure thing. Good to have you back.
As I can back up what Joe was saying, I saw that video myself. The doctor was, he was at a Senate hearing, begging the senators to listen to him and the other doctors around the world about that drug. So that drug does work. Joe is right.
Okay.
Well, anyway, George, Doc.
Well, thank you.
Yes, I can talk to you.
I'll look it up and tell you why it works.
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead, Wayne.
I talked to you September 23rd about my daughter, Doc. She has a growth inside her pituitary gland. The blood work has just come back. It's like it's not cancer. It's like a big cyst. And also, excuse me. Also, she has I guess a cyst in the arteries of her brain, a bunch of those.
Okay, how old is she?
I'm at the end of my rope, Doc. I'm trying to figure out what to do. I'm at the end of my rope.
How old is your daughter?
37.
And how much does she weigh?
About 140. Now, she lost a lot of weight.
Okay, good for her. Now, does she have any other issues, high blood pressure, diabetes, or arthritis?
Nope, none of that.
Okay, good. Does she have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
Nope.
Any asthma, bronchitis, or hiccups?
Nope.
Okay. Well, if she has an enlarged pituitary with a cyst in it, okay, I want her to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, bread, or rye, oats, no sugar. I want her to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I also want her to get her HGH, which is the human growth hormone, which is the raw materials that the pituitary gland needs to work and function properly. I want her to take 3 of those twice a day. I take 5 twice a day of those HGH, human growth hormone.
Do you really?
For my
pituitary.
Yeah, I take 5 twice. I've been doing that for 50 years, George. Okay. And so also because she has some circulatory problems.
What are cysts, Doc, in the first place?
A cyst is a thin membrane bubble that has fluid in it.
Okay.
And it could be in any tissue. It could be the brain. It could be in the pituitary gland. It could be in your adrenal gland. It could be in your
And it just muscle. It clogs up? Is that what it does?
Well, it depends. Location, location, location. If it's in the middle of your liver, it's not going to be a big problem.
If it's in your brain,
yeah. It's a space-occupying thing and can cause vision loss, ringing in the ears, you know, all kinds of stuff, memory and so forth, okay? And so I'd also have her take the Synaptis, take 3 of those twice a day so her brain cells can talk to each other. She needs the de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day. Her brain chemistry, she needs the Ultimate Niacin plus 1 of those twice a day. And then lastly, the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Okay, she needs 3 of those twice a day to get circulation proper in her brain. But don't forget, her main program is 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything in there twice a day. And then call us every couple of weeks because you're going to have a great testimony and the doctors are going to not figure out what's going on here.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And Wayne, the number to call in case you missed any of that, 1-855-949-7234. Tom, you've got a final text and tweet for Doc. Go ahead.
This one from Elisa in Portland, Oregon. She says, please ask Doc what I can do about my cat that has severe pica.
Okay, pica is pica, okay? Yeah, pica is a craving and eats everything, okay? And so, and oftentimes it'll become a beast if you feed them, you know, meat and extra cat food and dog food. And so there'll be a 15-pound cat instead of an 8-pound cat. Okay, it's called pica, and invariably it's caused by mineral deficiency. So I would give that cat Arthrodex, 1 scoop for 20 pounds of body weight. Now, it kind of err on the extra. If the cat weighs 12 pounds, I'd give it 1 full scoop. If it weighs 8 pounds, I'd give it a half a scoop, kind of thing.
You have animal supplements.
Yeah, we have a whole division.
Longevity, don't you?
Pet division, absolutely. And so Arthrodex is our kind of Healthy Brain and Heart Pack for cats and dogs and horses and cows and so forth, rabbits and hamsters and wombats, you name it. And so then also I would throw in our minerals. Okay, I would give it the just plain plant minerals. Just put, again, like a teaspoon for 20 pounds. So if the cat weighs 10 pounds, it'd be a half a teaspoon. Or plant minerals, put those in the food as well. And the pica will go away. Used to call it cribbing in kids. In their crib, they would sit there and gnaw on the rail. That's why they put that fiberglass sheath on the rails of the beds, because the babies would chew on there, because they were given these baby formulas with only three minerals in there. So when I sued the government in April 16, 2013, they forced them to put them in there. All the cribbing stopped. The kids chewing on the crib rails stopped because they're getting the minerals now. And I eliminated cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, and crib death.
Great, Doc. Let's take a few more calls while we have some
sure.
time. Chris in Minnesota. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, I just got a question. My husband was diagnosed with iron deficiency anemia.
Okay,
his
easy.
His hemoglobin is very low, and the only way they've kind of been taking care of it is either giving him blood transfusions or iron.
Okay, well, these doctors, again, have kids in college, and that's why they're giving them transfusions, okay? How old is your husband? What does he weigh?
He's 59. He weighs about 220.
Okay, does he have any other issues? Skin problems, bowel problems, irritable bowel syndrome, eczema, psoriasis?
Nope.
Okay, good. All right. I want him, did he ever complain about ringing in the ears or balance problems?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, I want him to have two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month. None of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, and oats. I want him also to have the, let's see here. I'd go with the, he could take the cherry mints. He could take the strawberry kiwi minerals, be an ounce per 100 pounds of body weight. He also needs to take the MSM. To make the bone marrow healthy so it can actually take the supplements and make hemoglobin out of them. And because when you have, did they say he had bone marrow dysplasia, so that's why they wanted to give him, you know, these transfusions?
No.
Yeah.
Everything
did they
else.
Say if it gets worse, they're going to have to give him a bone marrow transplant? Did they ever talk about that?
No.
Okay, good. All right, yeah, this will be easily reversible. And after a month or so, he won't need to go in for his transfusions because his bone marrow will heal. His bone marrow will be able to make healthy red blood cells and platelets.
Sounds like a deficiency, Doc, doesn't it?
It is. It's absolutely a deficiency. And again, he needs to get off of gluten, no wheat, butter, and oats so he can absorb the nutrients. And you guys, he is in a position of being in danger. If he gets the COVID, he's got these pre-existing conditions, which are going to really be dangerous for him because he can't make the white blood cells and the antibodies to go and kill the virus. And he's the sort of person that he won't respond to the vaccine because he can't make platelets and red blood cells and antibodies.
Absolutely. Doc, definitely check into that ivermectin thing for us, okay?
I'm going to do it.
All right. Thanks, Doc. Talk to you in about 6 weeks.
God bless you, sir, and God bless Tom. God bless your team.
Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Still go to that website. Just keep going to it. I want to set a record. And, of course, the phone number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, can we, will we be hit by an asteroid? And if we might be, what are we going to do about it? We're going to be talking about that next on Coast to Coast AM.